Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Midtown Business Radio.
We're here at the 2016 MedTrade event held at the Georgia Word Congress Center here in Atlanta, Georgia. I happened to be walking through doing some interviews at another event here on site, noticed some signs about MedTrade. Coming from healthcare myself and as a background, I was curious about what it was all about, so I strolled over here and they introduced me to Kevin Gaffney, head of the show here. So thanks for taking some time to introduce me and the rest of the listeners to what MedTrade's all about.
Thanks, Charles. Happy to do it. MedTrade is a trade show and conference that's focused on the home medical, durable medical equipment industry. For those that are not familiar with that, those are all of the medical products that folks might use in their homes if they have a chronic disease or some kind of illness or injury that requires some medical attention, but not to a point where they need to be in a hospital or somewhere else. So obviously, as folks age, they might need to use some of this equipment, walkers, mobility aids, like such as wheelchairs or scooters. So it ranges from that all the way to respiratory, CPAP, oxygen, aids to daily living, any kind of medical product that somebody might use in their home, you'll find it here at MedTrade.
I was certainly familiar with many of the things that I saw as I walked on the show floor here. It's in one of the large rooms here at the Georgia World Congress Center. Enormous displays from many manufacturers that people would know about, Philips being one, McKesson and many others that many folks are going to have heard the names for. Things like beds and motorized chairs, things like that. But it's not just about the person who's necessarily an elderly person that's now homebound to be able to get around or to facilitate their care in the home. You were talking about the fact that this space, this service industry and product industry serves people that just need some equipment to get around in the home or to manage maybe a temporary illness. Maybe I had a break or a sprain or a strain or something like that that I might need some equipment for.
Right. It runs the gamut. I mean, obviously, a large constituent might be somebody that's elderly, and they're not quite at a point where they need to go into nursing home or long-term care. Certainly don't need to be in a hospital, but they need some safety products that'll make their lives a little bit easier and safer to get around. So anything, like you talked about, the mobility, there's beds, there's lift chairs, there's, you know, stair lifts, ramps, anything like that that would you can use in your home that would make some patients' lives easier. So the folks that come here are providers. The folks that are here exhibiting are manufacturers of these products directly.
Okay.
So the providers are the folks that you and I would buy the product from.
Okay.
So we go into their operation, whether it's a retail store or just an office. You may have been prescribed a product specifically by a doctor. They'll connect you with these providers to, you know, actually deliver the product. And that's the thing. I think there's a misconception about the fact that these are not just necessarily products that you and I would just go pick up and be done with. For a mobility, for a scooter or a chair, you have to be fitted. The provider provides that service. There might be additional accessories that have to go with that chair to make your life more comfortable. The provider will help with those things. If your person needs oxygen, the provider would deliver that oxygen and help make sure the patient understands how to use it, you know, has all the proper masks and the cleaning techniques and all that kind of stuff. So it's not really just a commodity business as much as Medicare might lead you to believe it is. It's much more of a service business.
Sounds like there's some real opportunities for these small to mid-sized organizations in the space to really be able to beat some of the big guys just for those reasons. They pay attention to those elements. They don't just send you the equipment. They send you somebody with it to help you make sure it's all set up correctly, it's fitted to you, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, and I think that's the ideal situation. What we've seen over the last 5 or 6 years through a congressional legislative program called National Competitive Bidding is it's a program that Medicare has put together with Congress to sort of deal with the fact that, as we talked about the elderly patients, you know, 10,000 people a day are turning 65. So they reach that Medicare age. Medicare doesn't have enough money for people to turn 65 at 10,000 people a day. So, you know, the program is sort of designed for companies, providers to bid on providing services and products within the industry, different types of products. So there might be a company that does everything, and they're going to bid on certain product categories. So let's say there's 7 or 9 main product categories. You might if you're bidding, you might bid on walkers and wheelchairs and crutches, mobility aids. I might bill on respiratory products and aids to daily living. If I win the contract, then I can bill Medicare for those products at a significantly reduced rate than it used to be, you know, just a few years ago. It's been tough for some of those providers to be able to manage their business and be able to still provide that high level of service.
Mm-hmm.
Because it is not an Amazon.com, you know, go buy the wheelchair and, you know, just drop it off at the house and you're on your own. So I think from that standpoint, the industry has worked very hard over the last few years to let people in Congress and let Medicare know that it's a service business. It's not simply a commodity business.
And on that line, I'm interested, because if you look at the rest of reimbursement, particularly around Medicare, there is a greater focus now on things like value and things like patient outcomes and satisfaction even getting folded into reimbursement. I'm curious to see if some of that doesn't creep into this space. If, as you're saying, the good companies include that as a component, that it's not just the cheapest widget we can get that's being prescribed to the patient just for the cheapest price, that we're actually meeting those other needs as well, that we're actually maximizing the outcome and maximizing that patient's experience through the process.
Right, and it's a little bit, at this point in time, I'd say it's probably a little bit complicated because you've got folks that have paid into Medicare for a long time, and now that they're at the age where they qualify for Medicare, they expect to get a certain amount of products and services that are paid for.
Yeah.
Private pay may follow suit in terms of some of the pricing that Medicare lines up. And I think people are still a little bit reluctant to open up their wallet and say, well, I want this. I don't care what it costs. I need it. I'm going to buy it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of a combination. Like, so at MedTrade here, over the last 5 years, we've developed education along the lines of retail. So we're sort of teaching providers how to get into the retail business, which is not simply just putting some shelves up and some products on there and hopefully people come and buy it. So we've had professionals come in and teach classes. We've developed a store here on the show floor so people can actually see what a store would look like. And then we have experts in that store that can answer their questions about, well, if I was going to do this, you know, what is retailing all about? We're not necessarily telling providers, oh, yeah, go into retail.
Right.
We're just offering
Helping them do it.
We're offering different types of solutions. As the marketplace changes, as the reimbursement rates change, it all really comes down to who's going to pay for it.
Yes.
Right? Is it going to be me and you? Is it going to be Medicare? Is it going to be private insurance? At the end of the day, somebody has to pay for the product and the service.
We've been talking with the head of the show of MedTrade here, Kevin Gaffney, joining me on the show floor, learning a little bit about what this conference and trade show is all about. As Kevin was talking about, you have the opportunity to meet manufacturers from across the board, healthcare spectrum, from a whole range of medical equipment that would be used in the home. There's a number of different service organizations that serve some of those businesses in the space here. And as you were saying, I passed meeting room after meeting room as I was walking in with a number of different educational offerings. Are there certifications that the space has that you're offering education around, or is it really more, as you're saying, kind of tactics and strategy for that space?
So we developed an education advisory board of industry experts, and we have what's called a call for papers or call for abstracts process. So we send that out, and then people within the industry will send back ideas for different topics and different sessions. We'll probably get, you know, 200, 250. We're trying to get about 90 to 100 sessions, you know, for the amount of time we have here. And our education advisory board will meet twice a year. So we do MedTrade here, and then we also do a show called MedTrade Spring earlier in the calendar year, coming up in March this or next year. But we meet with that group twice a year, and they help us develop and go through, and they know the people, they know the speakers, and we essentially pick the best possible topics for that time frame with the best possible speakers.
Are there any kind of collaborations, partnerships, etc., that you would look at that might help add to this in any form or fashion, whether that's greater awareness or extra offerings, things like that? Have you thought about resources that you'd like to find that might combine with you here?
So we've started a few years ago. Some of the manufacturers that are here obviously have very smart people, and we've worked with them on a workshop series. So what we do is we work with companies like Brightree or Pride or Invacare or a VGM, a lot of different industry companies, and they'll come in and they'll set up a workshop series. Now, this is a more in-depth class. Our normal conference sessions are about an hour, so you're getting the high level, good information. But the workshop is a deeper dive. It's a longer time frame because you're spending, you know, 6 hours together. And that's usually, we do it as pre-conference, before the show starts. And that's worked out really well because we're promoting those workshops as additional opportunities for providers. And the manufacturer that we're working with is also providing it, or promoting it, I should say, to their customers and prospects. So it's win-win for both. So there is a fee, of course, but we worked with them and we come up with a fee that makes sense. And then we usually split the revenue on that because we want them to benefit from it as well.
Certainly through my experience of doing the show is in meeting with companies that are in the education space, I know that if you provide the right education, then it has a return on money you invested to get it. So it sounds like that's what you're providing here. And there was another feature that you were introducing me to before we jumped onto our interview here, where you have a bit of a museum-type display,
right,
where the exhibitors are featuring some of their items. You want to talk about that because it's kind of interesting?
Yeah, so we have a what we call a new product pavilion. So it's an area within the show floor. It's kind of set up like a museum. It's there's no manufacturer reps standing there talking about the products, but the products are on display. So providers can walk through there at a comfortable pace. They can look at things. There's usually somewhere between 60 and 75 products in there. Mm-hmm. And these are all new products within the last 6 to 8 months that are being introduced. And they may be in our pavilion here. They may not even be on the street yet. So it's a great opportunity for providers to go and see the latest and greatest stuff. And then they can, at their pace, they can look through it, and then they can go back and visit with that exhibitor in their booth and learn more about the product specifically and how they can get their hands on some.
With the two shows that you're doing, are they always located in Atlanta and Las Vegas, or do they move around?
We're pretty set on Atlanta and Las Vegas. Mm-hmm. We found that MedTrade is in its 36th year, and I would say probably 32, 33 of them have been in Atlanta. This industry really likes Atlanta. It's a great venue. The Congress Center is a great venue. The hotels are great. A lot of great restaurants. A lot of things have changed since I even started 8 years ago with downtown and the things that people can do and the great food. And so it's a really great business climate for these folks to get together, have some receptions after hours, meet with their folks, have some dinner. It's convenient. The hotels are great. So it's been really, really a great fit for us here in Atlanta. And then the MedTrade Spring Show has found a home in Las Vegas. We're currently at Mandalay Bay, and that works really well for them, too. Vegas is definitely a much different vibe, but it seems to work. It's very compact. With Mandalay Bay, they have the hotel and the convention center all in one building. So, you can...
Just go downstairs.
Go downstairs and you're at work that day.
Well, this is certainly well-attended. People walking all around. You can hear us behind us. There's a lot of people here at the show. Any good website information or social media that you want to throw out there before we let you get back to it?
Yeah, so MedTrade.com will give you all the details about the show. If there's folks listening that want to come down or maybe are interested in coming to MedTrade Spring in Las Vegas, check out the website. There's registration information. We try to keep the conference rates at a very low, reasonable rate, especially in advance if folks register. MedTrade.com will give you all the information. My contact information is on the site, so if folks have additional questions, they're certainly welcome to reach out to me.
Group Show Director of the MedTrade Conference and Trade Show, currently here today in Atlanta, Kevin Gaffney. Thanks for taking some time, and it's been a pleasure.
Thanks, Charles. Appreciate
it. Talk to you soon.